Title: Microfill Design for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Advanced. Alright, let's get into microfills for drum and bass in Ableton Live Advanced level. The goal here is a very specific vibe. Modern control, vintage tone. Microfills are those tiny moments, usually a 16th note to maybe a quarter bar, that reset the listener's attention without derailing your role. In modern D&B, they're surgical. The timing is intentional, the spectrum is managed, and the stereo is controlled. But the best ones still feel like old jungle hardware, slightly smeared transients, a little tapish movement, tiny pitch weirdness, and that human, but still tight swing. By the end of this, you're going to have a microfill rack concept with three lanes: ghost, impact, and texture, all feeding one fill bus. That fill bus is your single point of control, so you can keep your fills exciting without constantly fighting your drum mix. Before we touch any notes, quick mindset shift. Design fills as mix events, not just patterns. Every fill should have a job. It should either lift energy up, reset energy down, or redirect focus, like a quick change in spectrum or stereo that grabs the ear. If you can't describe what the fill does in one sentence, it usually ends up sounding random. Step 0. Set up a deployable routing structure. Put your session at 172 to 176 BPM standard territory. Then make a drums group and organize your core elements: kick, snare, break, hats. And now add a new group: fills. Inside fills, create three tracks. Name them Fill Ghost, Fill Impact, and Fill Texture. Now here's the move that makes everything faster. Create one audio track called Fill Bus. Then set the audio to of each fill track to go into Fill Bus. And finally, route Fill Bus into your drums group or your main drum bus, wherever your drums are already being summed. This is the entire philosophy in one piece of routing. Your fills become one controllable subsystem, one fair, one processing chain, automation that makes sense, and no surprise spikes scattered around your project. Now we build the modern controlled, vintage-toned fill bus processing chain. First, EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz, steep. This is not optional. The fastest way to wreck a D&B mix is letting fill information freeload under the kick and sub. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. And if it's too shiny and modern, like the fill suddenly has this bright digital edge, try a gentle shelf down above 12K. Next, saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, start at about 3.5. Soft clip on. Then trim output so the level feels similar when you bypass it. Teacher note: this is where people fool themselves. If it's louder, it always seems better. Match levels, then decide. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch sparingly 0 to 10%. Now here's a big one for vintage. Transients negative, like minus 5 to minus 20. That rounds the front edge. It stops fills from sounding like super clean one-shot packs and starts sounding like something that's been sampled, printed, and re-hit. Boom. Generally off, or extremely low. If you use it, tune it away from your sub fundamentals and keep it disciplined. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're not smashing, you're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the fills, only just enough to catch them and keep them feeling like part of the drum world. Last, utility. Set bass mono at about 120 Hz. Adjust width, often 80 to 110% depending on how wide your main hats already are. And use gain as your final trim. That's the bus. That's your control. Now we create the three lanes. Lane 1. Ghost microfills. These are the glue. They're not supposed to sound like here comes a fill. They're supposed to make your loop feel like it's breathing. On fill ghost, load a drum rack or just use simplers. You want a lighter ghost snare, a tight closed hat, maybe a ride ticker shaker that's almost inaudible, and a tiny reverse snare or hat reverse. Super short. Placement. Classic D&B microfill placement is the last eighth note or last quarter note before a phrase change. So think bar 8 going into bar 9 or bar 16 going into bar 17. Your job is to pull the ear forward. Try this. In the last eighth note before the downbeat, program a mini snare, drag two little ghost hits leading into the one. Then add a hat stutter 3 or 4 hits, maybe 30 seconds, or swung 16ths if you want it to feel more played. Now for timing. Modern control means you're not just randomly humanizing. Use the Groove Pool Subtly MPC 16 Swing 57 at 10 to 20% as a good starting place. Or do it manually. Push the very last ghost snare slightly early, like 5 to 12 milliseconds, to create urgency. Then pull one hat slightly late, maybe 8 to 15 milliseconds, to make a push-pull feel. And here's an advanced trick. Swing isn't only timing, it's envelope. Instead of moving notes, try changing decay. Make the late hits shorter and the early hits slightly longer. It stays tight on the grid, but the feel becomes played. Tone shaping inside the ghost snare chain. High pass around 200, low pass around 8 to 10k. Add a touch of saturation 1 to 3 dB drive. And if you want that old sampler vibe, add very light redux. Think bit reduction around 12 to 14, sample rate 22 to 30k, and keep the mix low 10 to 25%. The key is subtle degradation, not 8-bit video game. And level-wise, keep ghost fills quiet. Think minus 18 to minus 10 dB relative to your main snare. Another way to phrase it, your loudest fill hit should still sit under your main snare peak. Movement, not a new backbeat. Lane 2. Impact micro fills. These are the attention grabbers, but still controlled. On fill impact, make a drum rock with a tune tom or rave stab hit, a snare flom layer, a short punchy kick for triplets, and optionally a crash choke with super short decay. Two reliable patterns. Pattern A, the snare drag into the downbeat. Put 2/16th snares right before the one, basically the last 2/16ths of the bar. Make the first hit quieter, like velocity 50 to 70, and the second hit louder, like 80 to 110. Then detune the first hit slightly, minus 10 to minus 30 cents, so it feels imperfect, like hardware playback, not perfectly cloned samples. Pattern B, the quarter bar tom roll. Four hits at 16ths leading into the next bar. Pitch them down as they go. 0, then minus 1, minus 2, minus 3 semitones. And if you're using simpler, automate decay so it gets shorter at the end so it chokes into the downbeat rather than splashing around. Now the modern control warning. Keep the low end clean. High pass the tom or stab around 120 to 200 HC. If you really want low tom weight, do it the grown-up way. Carve space in the bass or kick at that moment. Don't let fills freestyle below 120 and hope the mix survives. Impact shaping. Drum boss transient control is your knob. If it needs crack, go plus 5 to plus 15. If it's too pokey and modern, go negative like minus 10 and let saturation give you the presence instead. Lane 3. Texture microfills. This is where the pirate radio magic shows up, but you still keep engineering control. Here's the core concept. Print, slice, retrigger. Vintage unpredictability, modern repeatability. On fill texture you can work with audio directly, or a drum rack slot that plays printed audio. The fastest workflow is to create a resampled print audio track. Set its input to audio from the fill bus, arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars, while you trigger different fill ideas. Now you've got printed audio committed sound. Then, take that audio clip and slice to new MIDI track. Use a transient slicing preset. Now you can play crunchy slices with MIDI tining that's super tight. This is where fills start to feel real, because printing bakes in tiny nonlinearities, and slicing makes you interact with them like a sampler. Now add one or two vintage processing ideas to the printed audio. Not five. One or two. Option 1. Echo as a microslap. Set time to 1/64th or 1/32nd. Feedback 5 to 12%. Filter at high pass around 300, low pass around 6 to 8k and keep dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. You shouldn't hear a delay. You should feel a little smear. Option 2. Hybrid reverb as a rune stamp. Turn up early reflections. Keep the tail very short 0.2 to 0.6 seconds and filter it dark. Dry slash wet 3 to 8%. The goal is to make it feel recorded, not reverbed. Option 3. Finalish movement. Auto filter low pass around 8 to 12k. And a very slow tiny LFO, like 0.2 to 0.6 HE, only 2 to 6% amount. That's just enough wobble to suggest imperfect playback. Option 4. Redux on the printed audio. Sample rate 16 to 28k, bits 10 to 14. If it's subtle, you can go fully wet. If it's obvious, blend it using chain volume or dry slash wet. Advanced sound design teacher note. Warp mode is a tone knob. Print the same fill through two warp modes and blend quietly. Beats mode can keep transients punchy and gritty, tones can add that pulled, smooth artifact vibe, and texture can give instant dust smear if you keep the snippet short. Blending two warp characters quietly often creates that hardware ambiguity people chase. Now, arrangement, where microfills actually work in rolling DNB. Think punctuation, not paragraphs. A usable map is every 8 bars, a ghost fill for an eighth note. Every 16 bars, an impact fill for a quarter note. Maybe with a texture tail. Before drops, use texture to ramp, then hard mute. And now a classic trick that never gets old. End the fill with a micro gap. Silence for a 16th or an 8th right before the downbeat. You can automate the fill bus to minus infinity for the last 16th, or create a quick tremolo gate with auto pan at a 16th rate, then stop it abruptly. That tiny gap makes the next downbeat feel bigger without adding more sound. Let's add a couple advanced variations you can use to stay creative without losing mix discipline. Negative fills, instead of adding hits, remove something expected for an 1/8 to a 1/4 bar, often hats or a break slice, and replace it with a tiny texture, tick or filtered ghost. This can sound huge, and it's usually safer than stacking more drums. Call and response. Bar 8, a subtle ghost tick that hints at a motif. Bar 16, an answer version that's louder or pitched differently, that gives structure across phrases without needing big fills. Spectral wipe. Automate a low pass sweeping down over just the fill in the last 1/8 note, then snap open to full brightness on the one. It's like a controlled mini breakdown that doesn't mess with your main loop. And for controlled variation without chaos, duplicate your fill clip into 3 to 5 versions with tiny differences, then rotate them per section. Session do you follow actions can do it, or you can just pick per phrase manually. The key is repeatable variation, not randomized every pass. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If it's too loud and competing with the snare, it's not a micro fill anymore. If there's low-end spill under 120, your sub clarity will fall apart fast. If it's too wide, it can yank the mix sideways. Keep lows mono and check mono compatibility. If there's a fill every 2 bars, none of them feel special. And if the transient is super bright and clicky, you've accidentally made it sound EDM-ish. Round it with transient reduction and saturation. One more pro mix discipline idea. Range discipline. A lot of vintage character is mid-range density, not sub. Aim your fills at a bend target. Body around 200 to 900 HC, bite around 1.5 to 4K, and optional short-lived air around 7 to 10K. Your fill shouldn't expand the overall bandwidth of the drums, just shift attention inside it. Also, velocity is your era switch. Modern fills often have uniform velocity. Vintage feeling fills have intentional unevenness. Think accents around 95 to 115, support hits 45 to 80, ghost glue 20 to 55. This audio version is shortened for playback.